says, he got there by plane. I don't know which plane, and it may be a little tricky to find out, but there's no essential mystery. We're used to the idea of jet travel. We don't know whether the criminal flew BA-178 or UA-270, or whatever, but we know roughly how it was done. I suspect that as we become more and more conversant with the role a computer plays, and the way in which the computer models the process of enormously simple elements giving rise to enormously complex results, then the idea of life being an emergent phenomenon will become easier and easier to swallow. We may never know precisely what steps life took in the very early stages of this planet, but it's not a mystery. So what we have arrived at here, and although the first shockwave of this arrival was in 1859, it's really the arrival of the computer that demonstrates it unarguably to us, is there really a universe that is not designed from the top downwards, but from the bottom upwards? Can complexity emerge from lower levels of simplicity? It has always struck me as being bizarre that the idea of God as a creator was considered sufficient explanation for the complexity we see around us, because it simply doesn't explain where he came from. If we imagine a designer, that implies a design, and that therefore each thing he designs or causes to be designed is a level simpler than him or her. Well, then you have to ask, what is the level above the designer? There is one peculiar model of the universe that has turtles all the way down, but here we have gods all the way up. It really isn't a very good answer, but a bottom-up solution, on the other hand, which rests on the incredibly powerful tautology of anything that happens, happens, clearly gives you a very simple and powerful answer that needs no other explanation whatsoever. But here's the interesting thing. I said I wanted to ask, is there an artificial God? And this is where I want to address the question of why the idea of a God is so persuasive. I've already explained where I feel this kind of illusion comes from, in the first place. It comes from a falseness in our perspective, because we are not taking into account that we are evolved beings, beings who have evolved into a particular landscape, into a particular environment, with a particular set of skills and views of the world that have enabled us to survive and thrive rather successfully. But there seems to be an even more powerful idea than that, and this is the idea I want to propose, which is that the spot at the top of the pyramid that we previously said was whence everything flowed may not actually be vacant, just because we say the flow doesn't go that way. Let me explain what I mean by this. We have created in the world in which we live all kinds of things. We have changed our world in all kinds of ways. That's very, very clear. We have built the room we're in, and we've built all sorts of complex stuff like computers.